just today.
Which, where you send a message up?
Just send a message to the district when I make a vote.
Well, actually, the part about the vesting of the pension has a lot of emotional appeal, though.
It's a good one. It's a good one. And what can be made over a period of time, but it's something people are going to understand. Not only investing in pensions are important, but allowing a deduction for the self-employed and others who are on the pension system, for them to buy their pension plans is an enormous important and long need in this country. Just wrong for just for all of them have to be a member of a labor union to work for the government to be entitled to a pension. Now, any person can get one. Well, at least for these two. We think this is an historic message. Anything else?
That's it. We're going to announce trust to pay to Brussels.
Think we're going to get anything to burn?
I think there's a deal, right?
Oh, is there a deal? It's from somebody else, though.
By Paul Stennis in Paris or something.
Kennedy, going to work on people?
I don't know.
Yeah, tonight.
Is it?
But we're not going to announce it today. They're in the process of going through the...
Was Kennedy over there?
No, he's not going to the NATO.
He's not going to this meeting?
I mean, the NATO meeting.
No, this was too early.
But it's...
Well, Robert is checking it out with them.
Right, so we're going through that process now. We'll announce it in the next few days.
Everybody except to go to the AIDS orders.
Right, they're going to have to stay in barracks, which is just fine.
Barracks?
Right.
How long?
Well, they have 46 rooms on the island.
Hotel rooms.
That's all right. They're just going to stay.
They're lucky. French press have to stay in the ship.
The cruise ship.
Was he coming in a ship?
No, but they're coming.
But they're bringing a ship down.
He's flying in a supersonic.
He's coming in the SST.
We may go into the 747.
No, I don't know.
Not you, the press.
No, the press.
You don't take a 47 and prove it, man.
No, not really.
I've been trying to do that.
They tried it, it didn't work.
I don't believe they really like the idea anyway.
You don't, we
weren't sure. I think the French are proud of it or whatnot.
We wanted to try a 747 at some point, but we won't on this because...
I think it's kind of to our interest to have the French won on this anyway.
That's right. I can say I'm not going to say I congratulate them. Said I only wish that we had done.
We'll try 747.
You won't see it because they arrived before you.
Well, you say this, if the question arrives from the president, I don't congratulate the president. I only wish that the United States would have a good judgment to go forward with our own program. French deserve credit for having the vision and imagination to go forward. Okay.
That day,
we got to tell us in Penn, that's right, go to Paris. It's very, very low. To me, it was not much of a surprise.
How he was rocking along and that.
That's right. And the blow was greatly increased and hurting him more because he could not, in this instance, find a legitimate excuse. Now that's the point. You couldn't blame the Congress, and you couldn't blame us, the President, or any, you know what I mean, or what did Ron say?
Oh, sir, for the right position.
Rogers hadn't said anything, or, you know, nobody had screwed anything up at the moment. And Cambodia, we hadn't had to go to Cambodia, or the Russians, or, you know what I mean? Very, very good at talking with and developing
legitimate.
We will call this out. Discouraged, isn't it? About leadership, when you look at the, I was going to say before Ron came in, that settle when we come to a crunch, like a crude withdrawal or something like that. It's just bad to know a little bit about that decision.
Sir John.
I didn't know what that other call that news another columnist.
recognize that, that
like appointments, Bob.
That's why people here criticize Rose on the list. You cannot criticize her.
She does awfully well.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. She's going through the list now. She said, I'm going through that. Everybody's been to dinner and take them off. They don't come in. It's a good idea.
That would mean more dinners anyway, so.
That's, no, what I meant, she was talking about trying to we have anymore.
Yeah.
Fun. But I don't see any, dinners in terms of, I see nothing to be gained by any more diplomatic dinners. In other words, I'm not going to have a dinner for a bastard or anything. I just think, in terms of what it does for us, it's nothing. It's a zilch. Do you agree?
Yeah. Hell yeah, with the ambassadors, absolutely.
Well, so sure, no, or a king, an emperor, anybody.
Well, that does a little, and it's a hell of a good, you talk about fundraising dinners, that's a hell of a good way to, it means an enormous amount to the people who come. It does you no good outside of the group.
We've pretty well done this.
I think we have. We've gone through the goddamn list right down to the bare bones, practically. We've missed a few people, but only because they haven't been able to come or haven't wanted to come. They've been invited.
You know, this is a hell of a vote over there, Bob. You realize that only the communist countries voted in one law for me. Now, Jerry's
come out pretty good on a lot of things.
See, Henry's whole deal here is so falls down on one fundamental point. I mean, not just what will we do now that we're in there, but what would you have done differently? He said, well, did he met, has he finally come around and said, we should have squeezed the Soviet? Was that, but how? Did he say, well, did he recommend it? Did he suggest it? Hell, we warned the Soviet not to get involved in this damn thing. Henry told her, he was mentioned with her all the time.
He
was
threatened
on this.
We should have threatened Mrs. Gamby, too.
No, we did not. We threatened her. We told her. We shouted at her. Caught off her. Yeah. Wouldn't have affected her one goddamn bit. Threatened her with what? Cut off her aid.
She's a man. Ah.
No. What is it? Coming back to a movie that interview us. The other one, I don't know, I was mentioning, you know, about doing something in the sports field. I guess I don't think I bothered.
You may be able to.
You may have done enough in sports.
We can do some more on the sports celebrity side of things.
Sure, thank you for what they've done on drugs. That's one thing I've bothered.
Yeah.
The
drug one, boy, that's one that I just have really been driving him on over
I'm convinced.
That's okay. You look at every poll, all the poll data we've got, it's the issue of greatest concern to people, and it's the issue we come out doing the worst, looking the worst on, getting the least credit on drugs. And we've got to get more mileage out of it. It's a matter of doing more. It's a matter of how we
Oh, we've got Kathy running around. Quite a bit of trouble.
I don't know, but we got to keep hammering at that somehow and get on top of it. Demagoguing.
All right.
Because there's a lot of gold in it. I mean, the people are... It's,
and it's one we're legitimate on, too, and we are really strong on it. Well, do you think of anything else besides the salute to Hollywood? Now, we don't need to salute operas anymore, Bob, or that. I've done all the arty stuff. Now, don't you think you've done the arty stuff enough?
Yes.
And there's not much left in that, is there? I mean, let Len Garmick and Nancy Hank run around, and they'll do their best. And you always thought that meant more than I ever thought.
I think it does some good.
But I think you've established one. I think they pretty well know we've tried. And of course, the record is ever known. We've got the best entertainment that this White House has ever had. You know, I mean, just standard high level, generally speaking, right?
And a great range of it.
Great range, very talented stuff. My husband says that he was agreeable.
Was he last night?
Sure. He was agreeable. If you have to violence, you bet it's, Isaac's turn.
Really?
Isaac is older now. Goddamn right, he's back. He's crippled.
Since, yeah, polio or something.
Strong hands. In terms of the dangers, I see nothing to be gained by the others. You. The salute will be on top, so put it in our mouth. Something for sports. Do you think of anything else for you? The court, I don't believe a dinner will add to it. I think the speech maybe is, what the hell. I can't overplug in the Nixon court. I don't think I should go down and swear them in.
No, sir.
That's not good. I think they should come down and I can congratulate them here.
Well, there's a certain decorum for that. The Chief Justice brings his two new associates and formal presentation to the President. Makes some sense. then we have to do some swearing in some people and stuff like that, maybe when we have some.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, so. You mentioned that Peterson would probably prefer this. He really can't possibly do that because Peterson, when you talk about something, just going to be told that nobody who has been the chief executive officer can ever after that be an aide. He's got, you know what I mean? He cannot step down.
I think he realizes that.
He is a chief executive officer, and that's what he writes and everything. And he's done a manual job to try to adjust to a different relationship, and he cannot.
Very hard he did.
Can't do it. He'll be a hell of a good Secretary of Commerce and make those speeches. He's upbeat and loyal and so on and so on. That thing. He'll be happy to. We'll not give him really all that business he's been working on his international. Just put it over there. It's where it belongs. And well, you know what I mean about making America more competitive and all that sort of thing. It's difficult.
Anything come up on Sands' move in his meeting? You get Mitchell Crankman getting that done then.
As I said, that these combinations, the country was unhappy about not being more in the show than the day of the life. And unhappy that Rogers then also in my. I really think he was.
So Rogers, that is ridiculous. That wasn't on the show. It was 40 people.
And the fact that it was on every diplomatic wire is bullshit. I mean, that didn't cover it. Have anything compared to what Henry's background read,
which was on every wire of every continent, public, private, and everything else.
No, he was just taking out his speaker Rogers. I think you have to let it ride through now. But when it cools, don't hit it when he's tired and warm and so forth. I just set it back as if
when he's back up and on keel and then
it. And when he's all finished, and if he doesn't, then we just have to protest what I understand these things. That's the way the loss of attitude we gotta have. We cannot, even the difficulties it may be.
Well, you can't let
the world can go forward.
Become dependent on anybody.
The world can go forward without any decision. I mean, that's what he's got to understand. War with me, or with anybody else. You know, he's got this indispensable man there, and he'll find out that maybe we won't do it as well, but we'll do it. He also must realize that he, as far as the China thing is concerned, and the Russian thing, they're not doing it because of Henry. They're doing it because I'm here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
Henry's he is a skillful. He's a skillful.
Absolutely. He's taking the property and manipulating the beautiful
handler of the situation. But that isn't clear.
Exactly.
Without the situation, you haven't done
it. Now we've, and then I think we've got to say, no, Henry, it's all over. I mean, let's just understand. Now, look, we've got some, we're going to have awful tough battles. We may lose some others. And we're going to have problems. And we've all got to just join hands here and fight these battles and not. He says, well, I can't manage this crisis. He says, I can't go through another one, so we'll do the Middle East. Oh, Christ, you probably can't do the Middle East anyway, but anybody that's smart, though, basically so insecure, is always close to a breaking point. You know, remember, he's very close. He's a strong man, but he's physically does enormous work.
Oh, it's so intense on everything.
But emotionally, I would think that Henry is the kind of ball that could do.
And you read his past, some of these stories about him where they interviewed people that know him. Apparently, before he came in here, it was just super insecure. I mean, this job has apparently done an awful lot for
five.
Henry's ability, but afraid, was very intern, very afraid of people, afraid to, afraid he was going to get hurt, you know, so he never let out at all. And he's apparently undergone quite a radical change in personality. And,
afraid to lose, I would say.
Afraid to lose. Cautious. Sort of the typical persecuted Jew kind of thing. In one side, the non-pushy side of it.
Well,
super sensitivity.
Real property here. I can use it. But he also is going to appreciate what we've done for him. I don't want Henry ever to get away from that fact. Don't you think so?
Yes, and he knows that.
And if he does, then that's why he's got to play
the
game.
He loses sight of it sometimes, but he
got to play. They got to play the game like the rest of us. You know what I mean?
So. And then his arrogance sets in, and he begins to think, you know, he's contributed more than he's received.
Yeah.
I think he really knows down deep is it true. He likes to think it's maybe the case. Come back from the Azores and go to Florida. Stay down there. Then come up the morning of the 18th, Saturday morning. Just call the press in when you get here. If you're coming up to pick up Mrs. Nixon and go on in the yard.
I have to go decorate the tree. Just be that.
Go ahead. All right, and decorate. You do that on the 18th.
Yeah, morning of the 18th.
Yeah.
If I came back from the Navy Guard's before, what I would do would be to, I'd go back the 14th, right, and be there for, be there 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Right, sir.
And I could say the 15th and the 16th.
And the 17th.
Well, at the Time magazine.
But you do it there. Or you could move into the 18th also. Well, what about coming up the night of the 17th?
Or the night of the 16th?
That doesn't give you much time down there.
It's worth one night, two nights.
Well, what I was going to say is,
see, I'll have 2 full days there, which is what,
you don't need, you,
what is all I need.
You're not going
to have that. I'm thinking actually after Bermuda, I'm taking the 2 full days before the 22nd and 23rd, go directly from Bermuda over to Florida. And the 22nd and 23rd, and then be here. I have to be here the day before Christmas, and then come up the night of the 23rd and see what I mean. What I was thinking of was go up on the 21st from Bermuda. I can probably be in Florida in an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, it's almost 2 hours. It's almost as long.
About the same. Okay. Well, any of them. So the meeting finishes at noon, does it?
Well, it looks like you're going to be pushed into an afternoon session then.
Oh, both times. You mean the night of the 21st? All right. Then I get to Florida that night, which is what I usually do anyway.
Early, late afternoon.
Well, we'll stay that night, fine. Get to Florida that night. Then I've got all day the next day, which is fine. I sleep that night, sleep all day the next day. And then on the night of the 23rd, come on up and see. And I'll be here the 24th and 25th, which I should be here the day before Christmas. I'd like to be around. Mm-hmm. In fact, I can come up in time for dinner here. So I get a couple of days in Florida, 15th, 16th, see?
Yeah, I'd argue you could stay through the 17th. Come up the night of the 17th.
Yeah.
Do your interview on the 18th. They only want 45 minutes.
All right. Or they might not go to Florida. Which would be all right, too. Wouldn't it?
Yeah, except it losses you up in Florida.
Well,
although 2 in the morning is not bad.
Not sure if I want that much time anyway. I mean, in Florida, I don't have to. I got the 15th and 16th. Then you could come up, and then on the 18th, you'd go.
18th, do your Christmas tree.
Then go on and
do a press conference. Just call in the press that was down in Florida. Now, they missed the press reception the night before.
Yeah.
Because they were in Florida. That's one of the reasons I was going to argue not to come back up until the night of the 17th. You bring them up then you say, you all missed the reception, I'd like you to come over and see the directions, the decorations tomorrow morning.
Just the Florida press.
Yeah, which would be the White House regulars.
And any other that have to be around.
Anybody who happens to be around here on Saturday morning, which won't be anybody.
And then talk generally about.
And then let them do a press conference type of thing that morning. You're going, then do your Christmas tree, and then go on up. You don't have to go to New York till later in the day anyway, do you? You're not, or do you have to get up there early?
Well, the Christmas tree then, they're on the wrong time anyway.
That's this week. Well, that's what I thought.
So I'm free for the 3rd.
Do the Christmas tree before you leave for the AL.
I can do the and the Time magazine people can have their interview on the 18th.
Yes, sir.
And I can,
we go to the 17th, but we can move it to the 18th. They just want it before the
18th. I can do the Time magazine interview and go over and do the and then invite the
press
White House regulars to come over that afternoon before I go over to New York, just to start to look at things and sit around and chat a little while and then talk to them. And let them have an hour, you know what I mean? But I would not, in this instance, push us on this one. What do you think? Like I did, I'd make it look at you. You might have questions about a lot of things. Let's just sort of, you can. Well, the difficulty with it, Bob, the difficulty with it is the day Saturday when the Christ is going to write the goddamn thing. You see, they missed the Sunday papers. Better do it Friday.
Why Jim Barlow?
For Monday morning.
Sure. Which gives them, that's a courtesy to them. It gives them the time to write it and file it for Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And I watch out on television because Monday evening you have your Bermuda stuff for the TV.
I'm not interested in television.
You don't care about this.
The purpose of this is to do the
satisfy the press, right.
And to say that I've done one, you know, on a different basis.
Then why not do it on Saturday and say this is on the record press conference.
On the record. On the record, however, embargoed to money.
Embargoed to money because it's not hot news, it's background. It's
exactly.
A background type.
It's on background type, but it's on the record, and you can ask anything you want about anything. And Paul's will take an hour.
It's like the end of the congressional session.
Yeah, it will take an hour. And we're in the middle of these things, and we can talk informally.
Congress is over, you're in the middle of your cycle of head to state consultations. The war will be pretty well focused by then, for sure.
Let's see, but I'm trying to have a pretty, about that, that'd be pretty close to the end.
Rogers will be back from Mayo.
What I do would be to get my stuff bound so I can study in Florida and South Key.
Yeah. It's desirable for you not to be here the 16th and 17th for the press corps reception and the
Christmas tree lighting.
There's some real merit to your being in Florida then anyway.
Yeah. So I could be there the 15th, 16th, and then the 17th study. I'm not going to make an effort to study like hell like all these and on this one. I mean, it's that kind of thing. So I'd be more relaxed and contemplating beyondly. In fact, that's the way it ought to be prepared. When I get the 18th out of the way, go up to people's church. Then after Bermuda, how about going to Florida for 2 days? Well, how does it strike you?
That's no problem.
And come up.
About the evening of the 23rd.
Yeah, later. I mean,
I think you should do that. I think coming, waiting until the 24th does kind of, if you're going to spend Christmas here, you ought to be here the day before.
Oh, all day, yeah. I just come up the night before to be here Christmas Day.
You know, people leave here, everybody leaves work at noon and all, so there isn't much
going on. Yeah, there's a couple cars in it, so the evening of the 23rd I arrive.
And you're still thinking about the day of going back to Florida.
Yeah, because I just went down the steps there by 16, and I think, I guess it's more straight to the top. Okay. The president, come by.